before all of that, though, Ip Man is a name that you may not be familiar with, a big name in the world of Kung Fu. Now, he practiced a style of the martial art known as Wing Chun. You may have seen a massive martial arts franchise on Netflix. Absolutely terrifying. We've got someone in Reading with direct lineage to Ip Man's teaching. This is Lucas Castrunis, who set up Reading Academy in his garage more than 30 years ago. The school has grown, is now highly regarded in Wing Chun circles, and Lucas has even choreographed fight scenes for films. He's trained military in Greece. More recently, he's written a book on Wing Chun, and he's with us in the studio this morning. Lovely to see you. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning.
Let's start at the very beginning with this, because I am not familiar with Kung Fu and I'm certainly not familiar with Wing Chun. Can you explain what it is?
Kung Fu general means hard work, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Because it is a hard work when you start to develop something from the scratches. Means physical and mental as well. So many people, when you're talking about Kung Fu, they think about fighting.
Yeah.
As Muhammad Ali, the great boxer, once say, the biggest enemy is myself.
Yeah, fair enough.
And all of us, we're born with insecurities, fears, and sometimes we try to find things to do to get out of this.
Mm.
In my opinion, Wing Chun is a personal developed tool,
yeah,
physical and mentally, which, yes, it's about fighting.
Yes.
But no violence.
How does that work?
Well, fighting is something horrible.
Yeah.
Something you don't want to do. Only, I don't understand why people want to fight in the first place. Unfortunately, people getting angry, and when we get angry, we get stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, the anger and stupidity kicked off in people fighting.
Mm.
In Wing Chun, we prevent that by no fight, by finish the fight.
Right. This is getting more confusing by the
Basically,
second.
Basically, I would say in a very simple way, stupid questions require clever answers.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Therefore, Wing Chun be developed about over 400 years ago, but still continue developing through me, through my teachers, and through my students nowadays.
Right.
And based on simple things, body structure.
Right.
Number one, coordination, natural coordination, to improve natural coordination.
Mm-hmm.
Awareness.
Yeah.
Multiple simultaneous activities.
Right.
Not just the techniques.
Okay.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's difficult to visualize, I suppose, because when we talk about martial arts, we've kind of got visions of, well, I have anyway, you know, my kids doing judo in the school mm-hmm. hall or karate or, you know, it's difficult to figure out how each different martial art differs from the next, I suppose. So what makes this stand out?
I can talk to you about that and to your listeners. There are two different type of martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a confusion for people. One is for sports.
Right.
Sport. I'm not a sportsman. I'm mm-hmm. a fighter.
Mm-hmm. So
sport is about to be, a sportsman is somebody, I don't know, doing some running.
Yeah.
Yes. Whatever works for the sport point of view in the ring or anywhere else,
yeah,
it doesn't work in the streets.
Right.
In the ring, we have referees, we have rules.
Mm-hmm.
In the streets, we have ambulance and go home.
Right.
So it has to be simple, mm-hmm. direct, efficient, and economy of motion.
Right, okay. So.
And sometimes when we're practicing there, if you come into watching my training, you may not be impressed
mm.
because we do a lot of exercise and doesn't make any sense whatsoever mm. about how I can find the things like this.
Mm.
But I'm developed the sensitivity, I'm developed the awareness, I'm developed my structure, my body, a muscular skeleton working together as a thing, and then punch is a punch, kick is a kick.
So how did you get into this? Because am I right in thinking that originally, back in Greece, you were actually training to be a pianist?
Yes, due to my family background, my father was a very well-known violist.
Yeah.
And not only in Greece, but around the world. And he was my encouraged to the music. My grandfather was a musician too.
Yeah.
So I went to the Conservatory in music college in Athens.
Mm-hmm.
I did 5 years piano. Circumstances changed for me. My father died very young when I was 10 years old. So that kind of stopped me to continue with the piano.
Right, okay.
Then my fears and insecurity, like an orphan,
mm-hmm.
when I went to do boxing.
when you went to the boxing?
Yes.
Okay.
When I went to the boxing, which I love boxing,
yeah.
and it's very, very, very good, I realized that's a sport.
Mm.
It's not what I was swimming. I was playing football as well. I was playing for Olympiacos in the youth.
Were you?
Yes.
Wow. There's a lot going on there,
yes.
isn't there?
So for me was, I want something for me, for my fear, for my insecurities.
Right. Okay.
And, but I couldn't find anything like that in Greece at the time because obviously years back, Bruce Lee was alive then.
Yeah.
But to me, it was just a film. It was not really capturing very much about it.
Yeah.
You know, I see the different, the films, different the reality. And then I was to some certain schools, martial arts, and I said, that's not for me. Also in boxing club, when I saw something, I didn't like it myself. I still don't like that. I saw people with a lot of broken noses.
Yeah, well, that tends to come with the territory, doesn't
and
it?
And then I said, hang on, I can do that in the streets for free. I don't have to pay for it.
So boxing, you decided, wasn't for you. Why
no,
did you
yeah.
Why did you migrate towards this type of kung fu then?
I didn't. Wing Chun, I think he's find me, then I find it, shall I say, because I came to United Kingdom.
Mm. With just a suitcase, by the way, I understand.
Yes, because I came, believe it or not, to do Christmas in England back in 1982.
Okay. Okay. But you did more than Christmas.
Yes, I still do it now. Every year.
That's a long time, isn't it? That's a long festive period. So you came here for Christmas.
Yes,
and you stayed.
I came to London first.
Yeah.
Yes. And then I have some people here in Reading.
Mm.
So I came to Reading back in 1982.
Yeah.
And because I study and my profession officially was hotel management. In university, I did that studies. I worked for in this industry. I've done marketing as well. And then I went to have a meal at, if you can remember those days back, Nino's Wine Bar, Duke Street.
Oh, yeah.
And Nino's spoke to me what I'm doing for a living. He asked me if I can stay, help him during the Christmas because he was busy.
Yeah.
And that was the beginning for me staying in England.
Right. Okay.
Okay, that's one.
Yeah.
Second one there, came a man with a ponytail and cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Yes, Chinese looking guy, play guitar. Remind me the old star, David Carradine, the Kung Fu film, if you can remember, I'm taking back years now. And I don't know what happened there. I saw this gentleman get up, leave the guitar, because it was something, you know, usually stuff people drink and do misbehave from time to time. Stand up, put the guy into the restrictions and sit down and play again guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what was that? I say, Wing Chun. I say, what's this? Coincidence, I have no idea I was related with Bruce Lee.
Right.
No idea whatsoever. Maybe because that's why I became you, because I didn't go with preconceived ideas.
Yeah.
So they say to me, it's a seminar this man does in Stoke Newton in London. This is his school there. Is Bruce Lee, he has Bruce Lee teacher.
Right. So this is the guy who taught Bruce Lee.
Yeah. No, this is the guy we talked to Bruce. Yes.
Yeah.
Teach Bruce Lee, sorry.
Okay.
And then I say, okay. And I went to the seminar for 2 days. I have no idea what I was going into. I stayed for 2 days. I left the place and I say, my God, this is amazing. Now what shall I do? I shall I go back to Greece or stay here to study Wing Chun?
Right. And that was the beginning of it all. My goodness. Listen, we'll talk more in a moment. So more to come from Lucas then after Jonas Brothers and Waffle House. You're listening to BBC Radio Berkshire. It's 16 minutes past 10.
We never knew how to forfeit. But we always knew how to talk. Couple nights through gasoline on the fire. Oh, deep conversation.
Brothers, that is Waffle House on BBC Radio Berkshire. It's coming up to 19 minutes past 10. After 11 o'clock, by the way, we are going to meet Leah and Vince. Now, they are thought to be the first couple to have their entire wedding on board a moving train. They are getting on at London Paddington in a bit. They will travel via Reading. How are they feeling then? We're going to find out after 11 o'clock this morning. In the meantime, we're hearing Lucas's story. So Lucas arrived Here in the UK, back in 1982, he had big visions of spending the Christmas period here. He's basically been here ever since. You set up your own academy for Wing Chun, which is a kind of kung fu, in your garage in Reading. The difference between Wing Chun versus other martial arts, I suppose, I'm still a little bit sketchy over, because it all kind of blends into the same thing. Do you work towards belts in the same way that you might do with judo and with karate and that kind of thing?
Yes, it's similar, but belts is kind of a word of something you do better,
right,
and progress, and like a universe and everything, yes.
Uh-huh.
In Wing Chun, we don't have actually assas as belts, but we have a logical progression and levels of progression.
Okay.
The system, it's not a style, it's a system.
Yeah.
System means combined fighting strategies.
Okay.
Yes. Therefore, you have boxing involved, kicking, mm-hmm. grappling,
right,
throwing.
Yeah.
Everything required, including headbutts.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
And therefore, you need to pass this progression, the levels, as we call it, and then you complete the system.
Right.
Basically, the Wing Chun has three hand forms, or boxing forms, you like to call it. Has the famous, nowadays, through the film of Ip Man, the wooden dummy everybody seen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which this is an additional technique. Then you have the long pole, but nowadays we have no long poles in the streets, but has to do with body mechanics.
Right.
And joints, and has to do as well with the leverage. Yes, arm locks, etc., etc. And then you got the butterfly knives.
Knives?
Yes, swords.
Right.
Okay, this is the complication of the when you complete the system.
Okay.
Not many Wing Chun people have completed the system, unfortunately. Well,
thank goodness, to be honest.
Yes. But this is, again, we go back to empty hands, because yeah. my hand is like a knife.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Like
I
a
mean,
sword.
I've got to be honest, I realise this is a very rude question, but how old are you, Lucas?
I will be in July,
yeah.
67.
Okay, because you're looking pretty good on it, if you
Thank
don't mind
you.
Me saying. You're looking very good on it, in
Thank
fact.
You.
And I suspect you're going to tell me that this is all down to Wing Chun,
It is
you?
Indeed.
Yeah.
My life, I have done a lot in my life, a lot of things,
yeah.
yes. And that's why I don't believe of on self-reading too much to become a better human being.
Yeah.
I believe on experience, because you have the bad experience and the good experience
okay.
that make you as a person.
Yeah.
Wing Chun has given me the strength to overtake my fears, to overtake my anxiety, to overtake it, shall I say, not to get stressed.
So it's given you confidence,
yes,
by the sounds of it.
For sure.
And you've done all sorts of things with it as well, because you've worked in choreography on films, you worked at the Mill in Sonning as well,
yes.
choreographing. What were you doing there?
I was just asked to do the choreography for the scenes choreography for the theatre play at the time.
Okay.
Yes.
And
that was an excellent experience, because when actually happened and we finished,
yeah.
I was impressed what I have done, because the actor was amazing.
Okay.
The actor was amazing.
You were thinking you'd be a great student.
And this, from that moment onwards,
yeah.
I discovered something. If you want to learn something, try to copy and listen.
Yeah, that's very true. You've also trained members of the military, haven't you,
yes,
in Greece?
Yes, I have. Even in the United Kingdom, but back in the days, in my previous schooling was, because I start, as you say, well, at the Guards.
Uh-huh.
And then progressing to becoming the Reading Academy since 1992 officially in Reading, Berkshire. Okay.
Yeah.
In Reading Academy, I'm not teaching just Wing Chun, I'm teaching also Kali Eskrima, Jigudo, which that coming from Daniel Osado, student of Bruce Lee.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. And that has weapons, has sticks, has knives, has guns. And those days, back in the days when the Afghanistan and the Iraq war was, they have people coming. I cannot go any further to that.
Yeah.
Came training with me and asked them, I said, you guys, you have guns. What do you want from me?
Mm.
And they said, sometimes the guns are not working. Sometimes we have to be quiet.
Right.
And I trained those guys, yes, for special forces in USA, in United Kingdom. And I trained the army in Greece as well for close combat range.
Which I suppose it's as much about self-defense as it is about the mental state as
mm-hmm.
well, isn't it? And staying mm-hmm. mentally strong, because so many of these martial arts, it's
yeah.
about your mental makeup as much as anything else.
And you mentioned the word self-defense, and I'd like to your listeners to hear me out, and they don't have to believe me, but I ask them to ask about that more. Self-defense is something very open, wide subject. Mm-hmm. You cannot stop anyone by stopping him. You have to hit him.
Right.
Yes?
Yeah.
Because if you throw to me your microphone to my head right mm-hmm. now, mm-hmm. yes, I can avoid one, two, three, four times.
Yeah.
For how long?
Yeah.
I have to counterattack.
You have to take action.
Yes.
Yes.
So my Wing Chun, it is counterattack system.
Okay.
That doesn't mean I have to wait for you to hit me first.
Right.
But the last one goes home. So basically I receive what comes,
yeah.
follow what goes,
yeah.
and strike.
Right.
Simultaneously.
Sounds menacing.
Multiple times, not just once.
Okay. Listen, Lucas, thank you so much for coming in this morning. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much.
And I know that you've written a book all about this, which is called
Wing Chun in Depth.
Okay.
Skills for Combat,
uh-huh.
Strategy for Life,
yeah.
published by the YMMA Publication House in USA.
Right.
Came out in March in 2023, June 2023, came to United Kingdom and now is going around the world.
Right.
And has been on the winner position in the USA Festival Books, a World of Winner first position.
It's lovely to meet you. Best
Thank
of luck
you
with
so
it.
Much.
Lovely to see you. That's Lucas on BBC Radio Berkshire. It's 25 minutes past 10.